right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
What happened?
Oh, no.
I'm all right.
DeCosta just fell off his chair.
I'm all right.
What happened?
Asshole.
Well, you know, I'm just a little off kilter still from a hell of a weekend.
I bet he did a sit-up when he was getting up, though.
I did.
Yeah, I'll tell you about our weekend in a minute, but I just heard about Murray's weekend, and he's in the same boat as Shit Goose right now.
Shit Goose.
He got a second DUI, and he blew, like, 3 times the legal limit, so now he's going to jail for 90 days.
90 fucking days, dude.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't even hear myself talk.
Can you
Where
hear
you
me?
At?
Damn, dude. Why? I never had DUIs. Mine was just never, I never paid a ticket. I just never showed up for court.
Dude, I got 90 days in the fucking slammer.
There's no way out of it?
No, because it's state. It's all state regulated, all state mandated, state mandated. So there's nothing anybody can fucking do.
Were you here when we talked about when I was in jail?
Yeah.
Dude, I just think that 90 days is a bit brutal.
I don't have a criminal record or nothing. Like,
nothing,
absolutely
right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's clean. My last DUI was 7 fucking years ago. And they're like, oh, yeah,
it's within
cool,
10
fucking years.
Yeah.
Now they're going to send me to jail. And I get my license taken away for 18 months after my 90 days that I serve in jail.
My God.
That's 2 fucking years.
Then apparently he hired some top shit lawyer that doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground because they said that if he gets a license in Jersey where it happened, then they'll take away the Jersey license, but he'll still have the PA one, which is totally not true.
Right.
He lost his PA one for 6 months, so he just waited 6 months, and then when he went to go get his PA license back, they're like, well, you never registered that you were losing your license, so your 6 months starts now, after he already waited 6 months in his head.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was the first one. And I'm so pissed because the fucking CKY album's dropping on fucking May 19th worldwide.
When do you have
it's
to
like
turn
the best
in?
Fucking... Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah, so I want to be able to fucking go get it, and I'm really pissed. It's like the fucking, I've been there with Chad and Darren and Jess at the studio, fucking watching all the turmoil, they're fucking slaving it, and I'm like, can't wait for the shit to fucking come out, and now I'm going to be fucking locked up, I can't even go get the fucking record, I'm so fucking pissed off. It's like the best CKY record I ever heard, and I got to wait till fucking June.
What county is it in?
Bucks County.
That's probably not bad. It's probably Hicks.
Well, I'm eligible for house arrest, which is
nice. Do that. You should get it.
Well,
do the paperwork now because it takes a while.
I did. I already got pre-qualified.
All right,
but the judge can. The guy said, "Well, I'm Italian." I was like, "Well, basically, the judge can wake up that day and say, I don't like Italians, so you're not getting house arrest."
90 days is just
that's a long
hell.
Time.
3 months.
Yeah, it sounds even longer when you say 3 months.
3 months.
I mean, I've been in there for like a night.
It sounds like sounds like you get 90 days if you like. Were wasted, then you like
hit and run,
and then your car got annihilated, and so did theirs, and it was a big fucking disaster. But all it was a checkpoint, and he was a little bit over the limit.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Well, three times.
I heard this story: some guy was drunk, and he pulled over to the side of the road, and he passed out because he didn't want to drive, and he was wasted. So, cops came by, picked him up, and they're like, they gave him a breathalyzer. And they charged him for his third DUI offense because it was his, but he wasn't driving. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Get your mic closer.
What? Get my mic closer?
Yeah.
Get a new mic?
Maybe it's
the sucks. Mine, I can't really hear you.
Yeah, it sucks.
Hold on. We're having mediocre difficulties. Let me cut to a song and sort this out. All right.
I'll get back to you on that later.
Let's play some Hanoi Rocks.
Yes.
Song called Fashion off their new album, Street Poetry, track 11.
We're gonna see this.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Here we go.
Glance leaves a lasting impression. Paris catwalks, big small talk. The casting couch promise that'll put you worse off.
because of you.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Oh, yeah. That was Hanoi
test,
Rocks.
Test, test.
And, hey, Mohawk.
Yo.
I heard you broke up with your girlfriend.
No, she broke up with me.
What happened?
I got the, I love you, I'm just not in love with you anymore.
Oh, ooh, man.
So I'm back on the prowl and being a whore. Which I thought was going to go.
That's just like basically saying, I'm not into you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I love you because we've known each other for so long, but I'm just not in love with you anymore.
How long was that?
It wasn't that long. Like June or something.
You're on the prowl right now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you bang her out before you bounced?
A couple times. And Alex is single again, too, because his girl broke up with him on Australia. So me
dude,
and Alex are going to go out.
That sucks even worse because he flew fucking...
across the fucking planet, dude.
Yeah, if you dug a hole right now in Pennsylvania and you went to the farthest point on Earth, you'd wind up in Australia.
Like that?
And that's how far he went to go see a girl just to find out that she doesn't have the same connection with him.
Dude,
that's what she said.
That's when breaking up over the phone is completely acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, totally fine.
So I had to pay all this money and fly all the way across the world just for you to tell me that? So like, then he had like 7 more days left.
Yeah,
and
dude,
just,
he had another week and something.
Yeah.
I think it was the third day.
Yeah, it was the third day. He was there for 2 weeks.
Well, wait, Jocasta did that in Providence.
Sure, man. I had my little heart.
He flew to Providence. What happened?
You know, I just did, man, you know what? I like to take a relationship nice and slow, so we started off as pen pals. But I worked it into a nice, you know, relationship.
Internet pen pals or actual mail pen pals?
Well, in this like, day and
did
age,
you,
it's smart
did you go to the
go
post office?
Well, I was thinking about that, but I did send her a couple drawings. So, no, you know, I did the right thing. And
drawings?
Yeah, you know, some love. You
should
letters.
Ask her for a refund on your stamps.
Well, she gave me a nice refund called, you know, get your life together and don't have a
life
pen pal.
Together? You got an 8-pack.
Seriously.
She didn't. She wasn't having it.
I just don't understand why girls... Well, it's mostly girls, but that, like, you flying to Providence to see her, that's basically saying, like, I'm not there to say hello. Like, I want to either
that's...
A, friend suck boob or hump.
Right.
Straight up.
She had just given her a shot and a beer.
She's like, well,
French
I hope you
boob?
Like the aquarium.
Lick a boob.
The aquarium.
I didn't even touch a boob.
I don't want to see the aquarium.
Like, yeah, I don't want to go to, I don't want to fly to Providence with... My hard-earned money just to go to the fucking aquarium. I want a hump.
Yeah.
No, well, how can they just don't get it? They should have just. She should have just been upfront about it. Like,
that's
well,
you
could come and chill, but like, I don't know if we're gonna do anything. How about that?
Maybe.
I think 90
knows?
Days. I'm still thinking.
Then you
would have
canceled your ticket.
I would have. I got a ticket yeah. way in advance to save money, and I think that's when it went down. You know, like, uh oh. It's already on its way.
Whatever.
Anyway, if you're out there, you know, you broke my heart. And,
Chad's stuck in fucking Denver airport for 2 days. Should we call him?
Yeah, we might as well.
I think Carrie's single now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, what?
Don't they have a dog together?
No, that's his. I don't know. I think they took a break, I think. So.
Gonna have to get Buddy Bill to bring another girl
around. Now, when you say we're taking a break, does that mean that you could go hump somebody else and then you're going to wind up back together? Or
I don't know.
Like, what does that mean?
I'm fucking as much as possible. If she wants me back, cool afterwards, but
I'm not positive on it.
Though. I'll bag my tool. I mean,
dude, taking a break sounds like I want to go hump somebody else.
I'm already planning on it.
But are you taking a break or is it over?
I think it's over. She confuses me, dude. So, in my mind, it's over. So, I hope that's what she meant because I'm going to go fuck a lot.
Why'd you go home somebody else? Because you said it was over. No, I said we were taking a break. All right, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm a guy, dude. It's either yes or no. There's no in between. I don't understand all that in between shit.
Yeah.
We getting a hold of him?
Nah, he didn't pick up. He probably called back.
He's probably having airport troubles.
He missed the only flight out of Denver to Philly for 2 days, so he's going to be sick at the airport, he said, till tomorrow or the next day.
Man, that shit has happened to me so many times.
How do they not have more than one fucking flight?
I don't know, out of Denver?
That's a big airport.
It is a gigantic
airport. I like that airport.
I had a connection in Paris at Charles de Gaulle, which is the worst fucking airport ever. And, oh, is that Chad?
Yeah, what are you, you're stuck in fucking Denver?
Yeah.
What happened?
What?
Was it your fault or the airport's fault?
It's my fault.
What, were you at the bar and you lost track of time?
No. Well, eventually, yeah. I just didn't set my clock to...
Oh, Denver time? Oh, man.
And they don't have a flight out for two more days?
Well, I'm on standby on a sold-out flight tomorrow. The only flight to Philly.
Why don't you fly to Austin and then fly to Philly?
Because I have a direct flight from here to fucking Philly, and they won't exchange it for anything but a direct.
Oh. Are you just going to sleep in the airport, or do you have to get a hotel?
I'm on my way to a hotel right now.
Okay. So what time are you getting in tomorrow, if everything goes to plan? In the morning?
Night.
Oh, shit. Because I was planning on coming up to meet you to talk about the video tomorrow.
Well, you can pick me up at the airport if you actually wanted to.
Okay. Well, shit, 8:45. That's pretty late, though. But, yeah, I can.
That's early.
What are you, in bed at 8:45?
Well, John and Peter's... It'll be like 10:30 by the time we get there, right?
Jesus, for Christ's sake.
All right, yeah, I'll get you. Franz is in Philly, too, so we can meet him.
But Bam doesn't have his cell phone.
Well, I'm getting one tomorrow at noon.
iPhone? All right, well, call Missy's phone if you can't get Bam.
You there?
He hung up.
Why? You just all pissed?
You guys were talking into the phone, it seemed like.
Yeah, sucks. So anyway, I had a layover at Charles de Gaulle in Paris, and it was totally their fault. Like, I got off the flight and then instantly went to the other plane and it already left, and I'm like, there was nothing I could do about it, and they're telling me that, like, snooze you lose kind of. I'm like, no, you guys gave me fucking 10 minutes to get to the next flight because that's how it was booked, and then just basically said that I had to go worried about it myself, and I had to buy a whole new ticket, which was like $4,000, and then not to mention I had to go get a hotel on my own too because they wouldn't pay for it. So
really?
I was so fucking pissed that I just grabbed this big ass tree with a big planter on it, and I was just like, well, then if you're not gonna fucking help me, then you have to clean all this up. And I just threw it all over the place. Then they called security, and then I just hightailed it out of there.
Jesus.
Did you
get
out of 7-Eleven before?
Yeah, remember we were down the shore.
Oh yeah, we were at Ocean City, Maryland,
first
and they wouldn't sell me booze because I took it out myself. And I walked it up and I put it on the counter. But they said that they have to get it. So I'm like, all right. So then I grab it and I take it back and I put it back in. I'm like, okay, go get me that. And
just
then
trying
they
to
said,
work within the
well,
system.
The fact that you already did it, we can't serve it to you now because it's like Maryland. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What kind of rule is that?
I'm like, it's not like I walked behind a counter or anything. It was right there next to the Gatorades and shit. And there's no sign saying that you have to get it. And if there was, I was too drunk to read it. So then they like refused me booze. Then I sent in Missy to go get it. And then they were saying, well, we know that she's with you, so you can't go get it. And I'm
what?
Like, what the fuck? I'm like, man, you're going to have to clean up all these fucking postcards. And I just throw all these postcards all over the place. I'm like, now, see, you could have made it simple, but now you have to clean all this shit up. Fuck you. And then I left. Then they called the police, and I hightailed it out.
I'm running after him. Like, oh my God, what is going on?
I got for that V10.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to call the police. I'm like, go ahead. I'll be gone by the time they get here anyway. So you're wasting everybody's time once again.
Once again.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
It's just like she could have made it simple and just sold me the goddamn six pack.
That can't be a law that.
Okay, well, I put it back. Well, now I can't get it. All right, well, then she's going to get it then. Yeah, but we know that she's with you,
that
so she can't do it.
But you know what? I think they were just not serving it to us because we were both drunk, and it was like 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
At a gas station. And they just, rather than be
stocking up for the day.
Like, no, you're visually, you're obviously drunk. They
were
just
up all night?
Probably.
Was that with the Malasecas or something?
Yeah, with Mikey and Mark Miller.
Oh, yeah. Man, those Millers get wasted. Dude, every time I see him, he's like, Kareem, dude. Like,
Jimmy?
Oh,
he's the sweetest thing.
So what do you do this week? Huh? I got to go to my brother's wedding. Wedding. Not wedding. Wedding. I got to go to my brother's wedding. But, like, I don't know if it's just because every time I see him, it's probably at a bar or something, but he's always Kareem.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we do see him at the bar on, like, Friday.
Ew.
That's true.
Yeah.
You bring your own ashtray, Alex?
What up, dude?
Oh, shit. What happened to my shirt? Do you remember?
I have one.
We got a bunch of T-shirts from Papa Roach, but it's not a Papa Roach
this
shirt.
Is funny.
It's something else.
This is funny. I texted you this over the weekend. And I'm like, what are you doing? You hanging out? What are you doing tonight? And you just go, Ronnie Page. You just text me that. And I'm sitting there, I'm like.
Because I bumped into him at the Papa Roach show.
Guy.
He's like, I've known G for ages. Tell him Ronnie Page says, I'll tell him right now, Ronnie Page. I didn't say says hi.
Up.
I just wrote Ronnie Page.
I was cracking up because he was my neighbor when I was like a little kid. Now he's just some metal
Ronnie
dude.
Page.
That's funny.
Yeah, what about him? Oh, he's here.
Okay.
That is funny. Out of all people.
Man, we went to the Papa Roach show and I was sipping on... Wait, Tony P is the drummer, and there's a big-ass sign in Exton that says Tony P is the way to be, so we were just laughing our asses off about it. We kept filling up these Jameson and Diet Root Beers.
No, what were they called?
Brown Eyes.
Brown Eyes, that's right.
Ew.
They were fucking good.
Then I got some phone number on my hand that said Chelsea, and then I wake up the next day, and he's like, yeah, the fuck is Chelsea? And I'm like, I don't know, I think she wanted to go to the Chris Cornell show at the Note on April 1st. Like, well, tell her to fucking buy a ticket. That's what John DiCasso remembers. I don't know.
I have a photo.
I have no clue.
I have a photo of that.
I got marker all over me, too. So I think it was just like this maniac with a marker just writing on people.
Missy packed up her shit and went to Philly and stayed at her sister's house.
No, I said, fine, I'm going out tonight and I'm going to get as many phone numbers written on my body as I possibly can.
So what did I do to solve the problem? I went out and got creamed again. Then I went to the block party show, lost my phone. And then Jimmy Pop was like saying that they wanted to meet me real bad, and I was like, I'm in no condition to move. He's like, yes, you are. Come and meet him. I'm like, no. He's like, you're coming to meet him. And he like force grabbed me to bring me in, and now I'm like even more uncomfortable.
So I just
take off, and I start sprinting down the road. That's probably where I wound up losing my phone. But
what, down on Spring Street or something like that?
Yeah,
but
like it's still ringing, so it's still on. So apparently nobody.
Somebody may have your phone.
I don't think anybody found it.
Yeah, they would have picked it
up. I think the parking lot attendant.
I saw photos of you and Ronnie Page hanging out.
The worst is like sending a text like, "Hey man, did anybody find my phone? Like, can you please give it back?" And then they just type back, "Fuck you."
You calling
every number on here saying that we all hate you.
Alex, didn't you fight a dude in a wheelchair that night?
Yeah. I ended up wrestling with some dude in a wheelchair. I have
fuck.
From my recollection,
his name is Wheeler.
Yeah, Wheeler.
Wheeler.
No, seriously, his last really name is fucking Wheeler. He was really cool, but we were just getting so fucking shit faced. That all of a sudden, he and I just started punching each other back and forth. I go to, like, put him in a fake headlock and let go.
Which is totally fair.
Yeah, but then, well, no, here's the thing. I'm, like, going around, like, from the front, so trying to give him, like, a headlock. And he grabs my head and starts, like, leaning to the side. And his wheelchair totally falls over on my hair. And then people are trying to pick me up first instead of getting him, like...
No,
my hair is getting
up,
fucking pulled,
just
and there's
weight, and I couldn't get him.
Oh, dude, but like bad. There was like fucking lengths of hair, like clumps of fucking hair in his spokes of its wheelchair.
Jesus.
And then they kept playing that Flo Rida song. I'm spending my money. I'm out of control, and I'm just like, I'm spending like 3/4 of my money. I'm pretty medium out of control.
I'm only down to $20 now.
I'm spending
out of control.
Spending like 2/3 of the money that I have at this time, so it's pretty medium out of control.
Chad says, phone got disconnected, just checked in. What the fuck does that mean?
Hotel.
Oh, checked in.
To the hotel. Yeah. Whatever.
So Missy bumps into this guy, Tim, who says, he's like, man, where's your buddy Novak? I need to fuck him up. And she's like, why? He's like, because I gave him all these pills to go sell, and he never paid me back. She's like, you think that giving Novak pills to go sell, he's A, going to give you the money if he did sell it. B, he definitely didn't sell it because he ate them all. Like,
oh, man.
It's almost, it probably went
not to get paid for that. That was
dumb. It probably went down like he gave him the pills in the hand and he's like, oh, thanks, man.
He almost deserves to get ripped off because he's giving a massive drug addict pills to go sell and then he's going to hope to get his money back. And it's not like he lives down the road. He lives in fucking Baltimore.
It's like 2.5 hour ride.
Yeah. Good luck getting your money back.
Yeah.
Put it on my tab, just like.
Jesus, man.
Should we call Brandon and ask him about it?
Yeah, we should call him in a minute. I'm gonna play a song right now.
What are you gonna play?
Everything
I'm gonna
keeps
play
out of that Loomis case.
Let's play Nightwish Amaranth, track one. Finnish biatch from Finland. Well, obviously, if she's Finnish, she's from Finland. Not necessarily. Here we go. Radio Bam Cheers 28 Fashion.
Lost boys. That's not reading the fucking CD. The CD player.
Oh, no. We're having this problem.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Try the next one.
I want to try the other one, but they're temperamental, and it's really fucking annoying. You think Sirius could afford better CD players to send?
Aren't CDs going out of style now?
We need the radio room.
I thought it was going on the
hill. Dude, I still buy CDs because I just put it right into the... In the car.
Because you don't have an MP3 player in your car. You don't have an adapter.
Just a mission bringing an iPod and then you have to fucking charge it all the time.
Well, don't forget the sweet Jethro Tull tape.
Oh, yeah, I got it. It's 1929 Mercedes and there's a Jethro Tull tape stuck in it. So it's constantly just Jethro Tull all day long.
With the fucking flute.
The flute solo and Aqualung, dude.
Same album over and over and over.
Who is this? Nightwish?
Nightwish.
Nightwish, right. Serious Bam, Radio Faction 28.
Nightfish.
Yeah.
Lost Boys.
Shut up.
Baptized
we're going hot right now. Oh, oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Fact action.
Oh, man, so I forgot to tell everybody. This is the worst problem. Okay. So not only did I have some girl named Chelsea's number on my hand and I don't remember, and then Missy packed her shit and stayed at her sister's house in Philadelphia, then I had to deal with my missing phone so I couldn't even call to solve any problems. Then, to top it all off, I go up to feed Seth's cat because he went to California, and the fucker's gone.
And
not only is it gone, but it's also old and off balance and deaf. So,
well, at least it's not far.
Yeah, and it's never
didn't get far.
And the cat is from Albany, New York, so it's staying at my house. So, if it escaped, it has no idea where it is, and not to mention it's deaf. So what am I supposed to do? Like, hop in my car and go search through it through the woods? That'll never work.
You're never going to
find it. The cat was in Ming Hags.
Yeah, the cat in Ming Hags.
Wearing the life preserver.
His name is Nelly.
Yeah. Have you found it yet?
He's wearing the vest.
No.
You still haven't found it?
No.
Oh, what was
you're
this?
Fuck.
And I've
do you have cat food out or something? You should sprinkle a trail of cat food
around.
Well,
I have two cats, so they're just going to eat it.
Well, maybe it'll get to it before.
Not to mention, my cats met their cat and they totally hate each other, so they kick the shit out of each other. So even if the cat does come back, he's obviously not welcome back.
The cat's not coming back. It probably found a home somewhere else.
Well, Seth has another 5 days in California, so I'm definitely just gonna wait to tell him, because maybe it'll just turn up.
What if we find one that looks just the same and we, you know,
we can't replace this cat? It's impossible. It has a wandering Don Vito eye. How am I gonna do that?
The cat will just lick her.
Yeah, that's
the new replacement cat's like.
They have another one too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Missy bought these new nice boots that she really liked, and I ate this Thai food, and then I had pudding right after it. Didn't mix too well, so I booed. I barfed all in the boot.
Barfed in the boot.
He pulled my boots off. I barfed in the boot 5 minutes before, so they were sitting on the floor, and I saw him like turning kind of green. He just picked up one of my boots and just. Four big heaves of throw right into my boot.
And it was right away, so
I remember
was all
that.
There.
Kind of. I was kind of watching
G was
that.
There.
But it didn't seem
G
real.
G was there, but he wasn't.
G was there.
But,
well,
G's always
but not
there.
No, I was in another zone that night.
Where are you?
I don't smoke weed. But somehow that night I decided to, and wow. And then I'm watching him do it. I'm just like,
wow, man.
Wow, man.
Wow. What's happening, man?
What? Whoa. No coronas?
Dude, you're on corona. Neptune, dude.
I was in Pluto, man. I couldn't even handle it. I was just like, oh.
What's that new planet that they just found? Like SR-13 or something? That's where you were. It's a new planet.
There's life
past Pluto.
It's insane. That was weird. I mean, wake up the next morning, I see the boot like dripping over the sink. Like,
ew.
I rinsed it right out, but I haven't worn it.
Ew.
I was watching
it's fine.
You're going to wear it?
Pudding pad
these,
tie.
I bought these as a replacement.
Oh.
I was watching like Nat Geo, and they said that there's a moon on Jupiter that is like you technically could live on it if you got there.
But it would take for fucking ever to get there.
Well, G could go there and smoke his weed.
I was there last week. That was a hell of a night, man.
You were celebrating your birthday that night.
Yeah, it
again?
Was.
That's
was
why I gave you pudding.
Again.
I'm like,
well, how old are
you?
The pudding tastes like it was burnt.
What kind of,
I remember saying that.
How the fuck can pudding be burnt?
It just tasted
it wasn't
weird.
Even pudding skin.
Was it instant?
Instant pudding.
You just add cold milk to the powder and then put it in the fridge. Ew.
But
instant pudding.
I had a burning sensation in my mouth.
Maybe that's why you threw up.
But after that,
I eat tons of it.
Yeah,
I eat
burnt,
tons.
I burnt pudding.
But we drove around in the Jethro Toll car after that. Me, Jeff, and Bam, and that got rid of my hangover. I was psyched. That thing's a death trap on wheels.
I'm sitting on the little bench in the back of that thing. Like G's got his fat ass in the front seat, so I fit in the little bench.
Dude,
in the
you're
back.
Not much fatter than me, bitch.
It's fuck you. It's all right. In G's defense, he did just lose 7 pounds.
G just said he lost 7 pounds.
Yeah. So he is looking good.
Dude, if I have three people in the Arthur car, if I even hit like
A pebble.
A pebble. It's like cocoon. Every last move.
We kept
just
hearing
like
that. The
bottoms
whole,
out.
We were
the
going
whole
over.
Way.
We were going over the fucking bridge down there. I thought I was gonna fly out of back of that fucking thing. I'm like scrambling for the seatbelt.
Well,
neither seatbelt is working.
Well, there is no seatbelt, and then not to mention when I turn corners, like
the door pops
in. Yeah, the door just goes flying open, so I gotta like instantly grab it. Dude, it's the most unsafe car ever, dude.
My snow almost fell out.
Is it inspected?
I can't believe it's even street legal.
It looks just like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
If you get hit by a fucking Mack truck and that thing, you're done.
And even if
you get
if
hit
I,
by
even
a bicycle
I,
in that thing, you're fucking done.
Even if I got pulled over, the cop would first off say, your doors are totally unsafe because they fly open on every turn. You're not wearing a seatbelt, and they would also be like, stop being fucking rude. Turn off that music. I can't. Jeff is jammed in full blast.
You go to start it up. You went to start it up at the fucking pizza joint, and the brakes failed. We almost went rolling out into the fucking street.
I'm like, officer, if you want to like get out and walk around the corner and talk, we can. But I mean, Jethro Tull just ain't going to stop, dude.
You got to wait to the second side.
You want to call Novak?
Yeah. All right, we're calling Novak right now to confront him about
the pill situation.
To find out about these pills. He's probably going to deny the whole thing.
It should be on speaker.
All right. Yeah.
Yo.
Hold on. Yo, you there?
Yeah. Other end.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're doing the radio show right now, and Missy bumped into your buddy Tim. And he said that he's going to fuck you up because he gave you a bunch of pills to go sell. And then we said, good luck, because he probably ate them. And if he did sell them, he's definitely not going to give you the money for it. Shit, this speaker isn't working. Is it back?
Back.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good.
Yeah.
So what happened?
You got me now?
Yeah.
Sound like that Verizon ass.
All right. So, well, go ahead. You want to start over or what?
No.
What are you
they heard
right
me.
Now, Novak.
What are you going to tell Tim? Are you just going to ignore his calls?
No, I talked to him. Pretty much told him they went in the mouth.
What? Did it what?
Huh?
They went right into my mouth.
Just now, 5 minutes ago, it sounds
I,
like.
I told him they went in your mouth and that he was stupid for
how
doing
many,
it.
How many did he give you?
Money.
Like 10.
10.
How
ten
much total? Money were you... Even if you had the energy to go sell them, which if you had, I said if you even had the energy to go sell them, why would you certainly pay him the money?
Pretty much. People who try to sell drugs aren't really the smartest.
Are you gonna pay him back or no?
Yeah, put it on my
cash. That's what we all said you all right, would say.
If you were going to pay him, how much would you have to pay him?
$100.
$100?
Maybe if he called on a drunken shit-faced night and had a pocket full of cash.
Which would never happen.
Which doesn't happen.
Which would never, ever happen.
I'd probably buy the whole bar around before I paid him back.
I want to know, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, why aren't you here?
No, like, what is...
Is Fonz there?
No.
Actually, check this out. My dad is in the hospital again, and they called me, so I had to go over to the hospital. He has a 25% chance of making it through the night.
Uh-oh.
What did he do?
He fucking, they don't really know what's wrong with him. They think it was a stab infection, because you know he has a fucked up leg? And they think it's something, he wasn't taking care of his leg properly, and some kind of disease or something started running through his blood, so they're just trying all these tests on them.
What's he in, like,
IC? They have him hooked up to, like, 80 fucking wires going in and out of him, and it is sickening. I held his hand, it felt like I was holding a stranger's hand. I honestly think I've really figured out if he died, I could care less.
Dude, what? You Novak
are
now.
Then why are you even there, Novak?
Like father, like son. We're trying to have a record. If you go to the emergency room more this year. And I'm up to 10, so I'm winning.
If he does pull through, I need to make sure we're still on good terms in case we need him for anything.
Like your next book.
Exactly.
Here, Dad, before you go, sign this release form saying that we can use you in the new book.
We can't talk. You got these two sons.
I'll give you $5,000 if you sign it.
We just said he's going to die any minute, asshole.
Oh, yeah.
No, you sign it anyway.
So he passed and take the money and the fucking contract back.
What if he dies? Like, can't you still use his name anyway? Even if he dies?
If
he dies, can't you, like, use it anyway? Like, can't you use his name because he's dead?
Well, I guess you can.
Well,
yeah.
His dad, maybe.
We'll find out by the morning call. And they said tonight's the decision-making night. Who knows? He's like a fucking weed. And he never dies, man.
He's like a weed.
He's been in a fucking bitch 8 times, either with overdosing or this and that. Now they don't do it. They have like 8 doctors completely puzzled.
Well, you have no room to talk because you've been there 10 times.
Huh?
You've been in there 10 times and you're less than half his age.
Yeah, the half run fall far from the tree.
All right, man, I'll call you in a bit.
All right, yeah, get a call back. Wait.
All right,
there you know that.
Fag.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
God.
Jesus Christ. Between Novak and G, he's getting actual.
All right. I was shouting out for Novak.
I was shouting out for Novak.
I'm going to play a track here.
All right. I got another $100 this week.
Play this Trivium track. It's pretty good.
Bam, how many phones do you think you lost in the course of your lifetime?
Fucking this year alone, guess how many?
7.
9.
You lost like 2 iPhones, right?
9.
2 iPhones.
No. You lost the same one. You lost it. You found it again. You lost it again.
I lost the iPhone, and then I went and got a new phone, and then as soon as I got that, I found the old one.
In the Lambo.
So, yeah. This is my 9th. Well, 8th, now that I found the other one.
You just didn't buy cases.
I just buy cases of Blackberries. Like, buy them by the baker's dozen.
Baker's dozen.
Oh, wait until the new iPhone.
Then I'll last all year.
What's up with the new iPhone?
Oh, it's got new operating system.
MMS texting, copy and paste. You can video.
Gee, do you have a boner right now?
Yeah, dude.
He's got a stuff
going
on. You're going
to wait in line for this one, too?
Gee's whacking it to
Steve
Jobs.
Can I buy your old iPhone off?
Dude, I don't even. The thing is, I don't even use any of the, like, cool shit that an iPhone has.
But
like,
if you travel,
I don't
man,
even go online. Good. I don't even like. I just text. That's it.
Yeah.
Well. The BlackBerry's good for you. I love my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the new stuff that's coming out for the new software.
When's that coming out? When's
June,
that dropping?
June.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about the new phones. The new software.
No, it's a new operating software.
Update. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, the new update. MMS and all that shit.
But you got to have 3G. Man, this conversation got really lame.
Yeah, what track is this?
Let's go to that Trivium track 4.
I wish you fell out the fucking car, bastard.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Fuck you!
Turn your backs on your enemies. like give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up,
Faction.
Man, I bought this mountain bike from Shit Goose a while back, and I think he sold me a lemon, dude. Because we just went on a bike ride today. Tire always goes flat. The fucking chain popped off.
Lemon.
And then the pedals, it falls off. Me and Jacasso attempted to bike from Valley Forge to Philly. And midway, the pedal falls off, and then the tire's
that's
flat.
Horrible.
So I got to walk it through Norristown, which is not a nice neighborhood, and I had to go to some auto body place and try to borrow a wrench to put it back.
Then I offered him a dollar.
Yeah, then I offered him a buck, because that's all I had.
That was years ago. It could have just...
No, and today it did the same thing.
We went on our bike today.
Well, I have another bike in my house. You want to swap?
Is that any good?
It's probably worse.
Just give us
good.
That one too.
It looks pretty good. What is it?
It looks
does it drive
nice.
Good?
What does that mean?
We'll fix your bike and we'll go for a ride. I'm on a health kick again.
Yeah, let's get a round of applause for the health kick.
And he's smoking a cigarette and he's on his fourth Corona.
I'm on a health kick. This is truly on a health kick.
What'd you eat today?
McDonald's.
No. I don't eat that shit anymore. I had Raisin Bran.
Whoa.
And
a lot of bran.
And
is that it?
A yogurt
and five Coronas
and pita bread with this type
with
of egg. It's
like
an
egg white.
Yeah, egg white from Dunkin' Donuts, but it's flatbread, man.
Okay, all right.
That's better than a fucking pizza, though.
And then a ham and cheese Stromboli.
Nope, that's it. That's it.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Me and him, and wait, we went to Lenape Pizza, and he refused to eat one slice of pizza because of the calories. Then he got this anti-pasta thing with vinegar and oil all over it, tuna, ham and cheese on the side, and egg. And
it's a salad.
Was, and not only was it like a small, it was a massive one.
And
so we all just share
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I helped you.
I helped. And then where'd it go?
And then what?
Then it went in the boot.
Then it ended up in my boot.
No, then you left it for the cats.
What?
When he came back.
Oh, yeah. I barfed in
it. Oh, yeah.
I barfed in the flower patch. I was like, cats will find it, and then they'll eat it.
You barfed in Missy's flower. You have to stop peeing and puking in there.
Yeah.
Only in the winter you can.
Isn't pee fertilizer?
No, it burns them.
No,
your
poop,
poop
is
fertilizer.
Well, I could go shit in it.
No, you
got so mad that day, Novak shit in that. I got pictures.
Dude, it just made your flowers grow higher. Poop is healthy for
it's
flowers.
Like poop.
Yeah,
his
not his doo-doo.
Dude, God knows what's in Novak's shit.
His doo-doo's ranting.
Yeah, they start turning different colors.
Like, yeah. Top poop You'll is grow- fertilizer. Not yours. You're fucking Zanny bar fertilizer.
You'll grow some rare form of Zanny flower, dude.
Joe Franz isn't drinking anymore either.
Why?
Because he just wants to get in shape. It's going around.
Well, after the 720 Coronas he drank for the Viking Skull video, I don't blame him.
He said he's going to bring some weights on the tour, the Ming Hanks tour coming up. We're going to do some powerlifting while we're driving.
This guy brings 80-pound weights on the fucking tour bus.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a hernia, that guy, man. He lifts so awkwardly. I don't ever tell. I try to tell him the right way. But
Franz is the type of dude that'll, like, go to the gym and lift the heaviest thing once, and like, Franz, it doesn't do any good. Grab a small one, but like, he has to prove to all the other guys that he can lift the heaviest amount in the joint.
Dude, that day Seth painted the picture of him while fucking Lister was painting too, and Chikasa's just sitting there circling the fat on Franz with a fucking Sharpie marker.
Yeah, but he really felt bad after that, I think.
So. Yeah, because he has to go into the skate park and look at his ass at all with his shirt off.
He looked like shit.
So I think that's why he's changing everything now. So.
Man, he did look like shit too. Yeah. I didn't notice it. Dude,
I felt good after
Franz
that.
Is the most up and down ever. Like sometimes he's like really in shape, and then like you'll see him a month later, and it'll be like, "What the fuck happened?" And then you'll see him another month later, and it'll all be gone again.
I let myself go.
I say we all start getting in shape. It's springtime, right? Bathing suit season. Missy's been working out.
Bathing suits.
You know what?
I gotta look good in my speedo.
Is what Franz does. He'll not eat all day, and he'll take spoonfuls of mustard and eat it all day, and then he just breaks at the end of the day, and then he eats a half gallon of cookie dough ice cream and then a bagel of cream cheese right before Betty Bye. Then he just goes to sleep and lets all of it turn to fat.
No, he's eating sardines lately, he said.
Sardines?
What the fuck does sardines do for you?
Disgusting.
The whole fish.
Are they healthy for you, Takasa? Yeah,
fish oil.
What? You know what? Better than beer.
I don't know.
I don't know. Beer tastes better.
Not drinking beer today. I'm just eating sardines all night.
Sardines all day.
He's going to have nice hair, I'll tell you that much.
He'll fall off the wagon.
Nice arm hair.
Yeah. Well, we'll all get back on the wagon together. It's time. It's time to get in shape,
all
right?
That way we can all fall off together.
I've got to get you guys in shape, man. I'm tired.
Probably going to go skating after this.
All right.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for my diet plan that incorporates my alcohol intake.
Yeah, right. We're going to film you. It's going to be helpful. 180 nose grind down the rail after this.
All right.
Why don't you do 50 jumping jacks?
Why can't you get stoned for a birthday?
You're just making up her mind of what she's going to do tonight for her birthday.
All right, babe, this is what we're going to do.
I'm going to get fucked up for your birthday.
And you're going to have to drive me home and deal with my drunk ass.
Then you're going to have to deal with me when I'm blacked out on the way home.
Right. Happy birthday, babe.
I love you.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You guys going to have some special sex tonight?
Dude.
it's right. G laying there and he just says, go.
If I fall asleep in the middle, don't mind me. Go. It's still special because it's your birthday.
You just get on top. You do what you like.
That's what you do. You just lay on your back and say, go.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy way to burn calories, though.
Come on, G, put some effort into it.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I like D style, but you know, all I can think of is that Nine Inch Nails Shreds video, dude.
Oh man,
remember the Shreds video we've been watching all last week or one day or I don't know.
Yeah, we went over Jess's house, and he has this character named Growligus, and he tells his kids if they keep shitting in the diaper, then Growligus is going to come and eat it.
That lives in the closet.
It's a monster that lives in the closet, and it comes out and eats their poop when they do.
Diapers.
And they're all scared of, like, Growligus is coming. I'm like, who the fuck is Growligus? Growligus comes out of the closet and eats poop. So I Jocasso draw it up. It looks like Where the Wild Things Are. But he only has one fang, and it's on the right. And he's really furry. And he has poop.
He has three eyes.
Yeah, he has three eyes.
That night you told everybody about Growligus.
Growligus.
I think everybody got a text that night about Growligus.
Spike Jonze is doing a movie now that has like something with monsters.
Well, maybe we can ask
he's
him
doing
to
Where the Wild Things Are.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the one Sean Penn did. Into the Wild.
No, he's been working on Where the Wild Things Are for like a year and a half now. I think he was doing it in Australia.
I saw some shots of it. It looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, was there a trailer out?
No, they just had some, like, stills.
It's like a still shot, but, like a little kid holding like a big monster's head, but the monster's head's not in the frame. It's like...
Oh, no Growligus, but I'm sure it'll be pretty good.
Growligus. Uh-oh, it's time to go.
Uh-oh.
Gotta play one last song. Let's see what I'm gonna play.
How about this Viking Skull video?
Let's play this hymn track here. We'll do Behind the Crimson Door, track 6. Off of Dark Light.
Yeah, check out the Venomous video on your website.
Oh, it's
not on there?
He's at South by Southwest, so he never came to get it yet. But he's home now, I think. I don't have a fucking phone, so I don't know.
Hoof went to SXSW, right? I've been hearing it.
South by Southwest.
What they say. It's like SXSW.
SW.
I don't know what the hell that shit was. I've just been hearing about it for the past weeks.
Yeah, it's a music conference.
It's a drunk fest.
Complete was playing there.
Yeah.
And we missed it.
CKY was supposed to play there.
Complete was playing.
Got canceled.
Yeah.
Wasn't Reynolds Band playing too?
Yeah. Dude, I thought it was like a big festival, like, but it's not.
What about Bulger's band, The Fallen?
It's just a bunch of different bands playing, like picture Westchester but bigger, and it's just everybody's playing every club.
Yeah. There's like film festivals there too or something. It goes on for like a while.
I think it's just cool ass bands playing all over the place in little shitty dive bars.
Yeah,
cool exactly. Bands or
something. It's like a lot of
people are there.
South by South is a big music conference.
When is it over?
I thought it was over a while ago.
It was last week, I think.
Because he was Venomous was playing on Sunday.
I think it was just this weekend.
I thought it was this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're back now.
You got to come to Nine Inch Nails in June, dude.
Boop, 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 boop. Dude, I'm telling you, everybody go to
go to YouTube right now and type in Nine Inch Nails shreds.
That and the slip, oh, the Slipknot one, dude. Tonight! Oh, tonight.
And
oh.
Santana shreds. Dude, that's all so shreds. Fucking funny. The they basically just ever. They oh redo all the music but make it totally offbeat, oh horrible, and then they change the words. Oh, it's so fucking bad,
dude.
But it's
we're
good.
Crying.
Hours of entertainment.
We had tears yeah. come out of our eyes. Is that funny?
Oh, let's just give an example right now. Yeah, play Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails shreds.
There's yeah. Nine Inch Nails
N-I-N, shreds. Right N-I-N shreds.
Yeah,
nah, we found it.
Oh man, it's so offbeat and horrible.
It sucks so bad.
And kids who look at the comment, like if you read the comments, they actually say like, "This band's even signed. They fucking suck. Like they don't know."
The one dude's playing.
This is awful. Like,
it's amazing.
It gets worse.
In shreds.
It can get worse.
On YouTube.
Oh, it gets worse.
What the fuck is
that? It's pretty bad. I don't
they
know.
They redid all the music.
Yeah,
so people
in the studio
think.
Redoes it.
Dude, you should
so
go.
You can buy this?
You should go to the nothing, part where he's going booty doop doop doop.
Can I stop this yet? Do I have to
wait?
Wait till it goes flip, 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 flip,
dude. Go like right here.
Hold on. Just stop. You gotta go to Santana today.
No.
Yeah.
Is this Steven Tyler or
no?
No, Trent Reznor.
Oh man!
Somebody just redoes it all, and makes it horrible.
So bad. This is like one of the best videos ever.
Yo, go to Santana shred.
Oh wait, Metallica shreds is good too.
Hold on, the Santana one, hilarious.
The Metallica shreds
right here?
Is all yeah. out of tune.
No, this isn't it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They add in clapping and everything.
Trump?
No, they redid it to make him look like it sucks.
You only hear the music when the camera's on that person.
Watch when he hits the drums right here. Wait. I think you should do Slipknot shreds.
Oh, yeah.
Slipknot shreds. Anyone's listening, go to YouTube now and just type this stuff in. Slipknot shreds.
Or oh, man. Shreds, dude.
I love how they add the cheering in them. Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
Play this is short. Play the whole thing.
This is so funny.
I am not afraid, whatever.
The guitar is kicking in.
Oh my god. This is awesome.
It's so bad.
Oh my god.
Turn up a little bit. Turn up.
Picture spending $40 to see that in concert.
Holy shit.
That's like, total
fucking
oh my god.
Back.
There's all
you
kinds
asshole.
Of them.
Do, oh, no, do the Metallica shreds.
Hold on, we got it. It's time
to
go.
We're so past time.
Yeah. Mm. All right, later, dude.
What's
we're going to play Behind the Crimson Door. Him.
Radio Bam is Sirius 28 Faction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.